Hey there, beautiful souls. This is Yoga Laura Bennett coming at you live with another dose of daily secure affirmations. Buckle up, because today we're diving into something super powerful, understanding those pesky emotional triggers and patterns that seem to pop up like unwanted guests at a party. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells, afraid to say or do the wrong thing? You know that feeling when your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and suddenly your carefully constructed composure goes out the window. Yeah, we've all been there. Those moments are your emotional trigger screaming for attention. And let me tell you, honey, ignoring them is like trying to ignore a smoke alarm. It's not going away, and it's likely to make a bigger mess. So, why do these triggers exist? Think of them as little red flags waving frantically, trying to warn you about something important. They often stem from past experiences, maybe some painful relationships or difficult situations that have left their mark on your emotional landscape. Now, I know what you're thinking. Laura, can't we just ignore these triggers and move on? Trust me, honey, ignoring them is like putting a band-aid on a broken bone. It might seem temporary, but the problem's still there, festering underneath. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those emotional minefields. 1. Awareness is key. The first step to taming these triggers is recognizing them for what they are. Pay attention to your body's signals, those racing heartbeats, the tightness in your chest, the sudden urge to lash out. Once you know your trigger zones, you can start to develop strategies to manage them. 2. Don't judge yourself. Remember, honey, triggers are a natural part of being human. They don't define you or make you any less worthy of love and happiness. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge the feelings that arise, and remember that this is just a moment, not your entire life story. 3. Reframe your thoughts. Ever notice how our thoughts can spiral out of control when we feel triggered? Next time you find yourself caught in a negative thought loop, try challenging those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this belief? Is there another way to look at the situation? 4. Practice self-care. You know that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup? It's so true. When you prioritize self-care, you're giving yourself the tools to cope with stress and navigate emotional challenges more effectively. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's taking a relaxing bath, going for a walk in nature, or indulging in a good book. 5. Seek support. Remember, honey, you don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist about your triggers and how they make you feel. Sharing your experiences can be incredibly liberating and empowering. Think back to that time when someone said something that really got under your skin. Maybe a comment about your appearance, a criticism of your work, or a slight that felt like a personal attack. How did you react? Did your blood pressure skyrocket? Did you feel the urge to lash out? Or maybe you retreated into yourself, feeling hurt and misunderstood? That's your emotional trigger in action, baby. Now imagine this. You're at a dinner party, chatting with some friends when someone brings up a topic that instantly sets you off. Maybe it's politics, religion, or even something as seemingly trivial as the best pizza topping, don't even get me started on pineapple. Suddenly, your inner critic starts whispering those nasty little doubts, and before you know it, you're spiraling into a negative thought vortex. The key here is to break free from that automatic reaction. Instead of letting those triggers control you, take a deep breath, pause for a moment, and choose a different response. You could try saying something like, "Hey, I hear what you're saying, but I feel a little sensitive about this topic right now. Maybe we can talk about it another time." Or if you're feeling brave, use that as an opportunity to educate yourself further. Remember, your emotions are valid, honey, but the way you choose to express them is entirely up to you. So, what did we learn today? We learned that emotional triggers are a normal part of life and that they don't have to rule your world. By becoming aware of your triggers, reframing your thoughts, practicing self-care, and seeking support when needed, you can take control of your emotions and create a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Keep those affirmations flowing, stay true to yourself, and remember you are worthy of love, happiness, and a whole lot of joy. Can't wait to chat with you again tomorrow for another dose of daily secure affirmations. Bye now.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.